We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I've got Missouri Senator Bob Onder on the phone right now. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I see this article, Post pushes it out yesterday. Bipartisan coalition keeps 6-2 congressional map alive in the Missouri Senate. This thing would have died yesterday if not for the support of a couple of Democrats who, not surprisingly, like this map.
Well, that's right. That's right. While nationally the Democrats are aggressively redistricting, writing the new congressional maps to favor their own party, Illinois, California, New York, New Mexico, Nevada, Oregon, just to name a few, just across the river in Illinois, the Democrats are going to write two Republican congressmen out of their seats. In the meantime, our House and Senate so-called leadership have gone out of their way to make sure that Nancy Pelosi has 1 to 2 more seats in Congress in 2023. They have bent over backwards to preserve very liberal Democrat Emanuel Cleaver's seat in Kansas City. And then they are making Congresswoman Ann Wagner's seat in St. Louis and St. Charles County very weak, purple, such that it will almost undoubtedly flip to a Democrat control, probably in the next couple of cycles. And certainly when Ann Wagner retires, there won't be a chance in the world for a Republican to keep that seat. So I've been calling this the Pelosi map. I've also been calling it the Rhino sellout map. And, you know, a real startling revelation yesterday or the last 48 hours, a couple of things. Number one, you know, what are we afraid of? Oh, we're afraid of lawsuits. Yesterday, Dan Shaul, who's in your listening area down in Jefferson County, is running for Senate. He admitted that a big part of their fear and drawing the Rhino Pelosi map was Eric Holder's congressional redistricting, Democrat congressional redistricting committee. Eric Holder, as you remember, was Barack Obama's attorney general.
Right.
And the other is that the consultants drawing this map have been both on the payroll of Palm Strategies, which have received over $500,000 from Blaine Lukemeyer recently, and at the same time on the payroll of Caleb Rowden, the majority floor leader. Unfortunately, it smells really bad.
Yeah.
And it's produced a very, very bad product for our state.
Well, I mean, sadly, if I read this article correctly, it's not a surprise that these two Democrat senators from the Kansas City area voted in favor of it, because
sure,
it appears to strengthen Emanuel Cleaver's district. And we already know what Cori Bush's district is down here, right? It strengthens their existing seats, and yet still weakens the second.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It makes Emanuel Cleaver's seat, you know, Emanuel Cleaver has had some Republican challengers over the years. It hasn't been very close. But the Pelosi map gives Emanuel Cleaver a stronger seat, while, you know, Blaine Lukemeyer has a Republican plus 40 district. Ann Wagner has a purple seat that, you know, that she could lose, or certainly her successor could lose.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming now that this is out of committee, it's a done deal. The fix is in. I mean, at this point, is there anything left you guys can do in the Senate?
So I'll tell you, this map, substantially this map, minimal changes, was unveiled, guess what, on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, let's hope no one's watching over the holiday weekend. And I asked Senator Burns-Ketter, the Senate redistricting chair, I asked Dan Shaul, the architect of this basically Democrat map, I asked the Speaker of the House, Rob Vescovo. It looks to me like the fix is in. Oh, no, it's just a starting point. There will be lots of opportunities for amendments. At this point, it looks like the Jeff City swamp is hell-bent on pushing this through come hell or high water. I think the one person your listeners can talk to is Senator Dave Schatz. He represents Chesterfield. He's the Senate pro tem.
Right.
He has influence over the product. Other than that, it looks like the fix is in. But, you know, I know some of us in the conservative caucus are going to fight this. This could be a very long, long and bitter debate.
Well, you know, they turn around and point the fingers at you and Nick Schroer and Bill Igel of plugging up the system. And you're just going to throw this into court where we're going to lose.
No, it won't go to court.
Well, but that's what they're arguing, though, right? That this would end up in a court challenge.
Yeah. That is a lie made up to support their map. The only time in our state's history that courts have ever rewritten a map is when the legislature didn't pass anything at all. And there are really there have been a number of maps proposed by Representative Nick Schroer, proposed by Senator Bill Igel, supported by me, that wouldn't be that hard, and we could have this map done by the end of the day if the Rhino establishment in Jeff City was willing to compromise. But they rather run over conservatives and sell out conservatives and Republicans in the state of Missouri rather than get their own not get the map that they and their consultants bought and paid for.
Yeah. I mean, that's another issue. I mean, who's pushing this?
Who's pushing this? Yeah, basically, this map was written by Senator Caleb Rowden, the Senate Majority Leader, and his associates at Palm Strategies. Blaine Lukemeyer has paid him over $500,000 over the last couple of years. And lo and behold, this map favors Blaine Lukemeyer. It gives him a Republican plus 35 or 40 percent district and throws Congresswoman Ann Wagner under the bus. And it splits my own county of St. Charles County right in half. And it's coincidentally, Senator Igel and I, the two founders of the Conservative Caucus, we represent St. Charles County. So the idea seemed to be throw the St. Louis metro area under the bus, shore up Senator Lukemeyer and hurt the county represented by Bill and me.
So we're talking to Senator Bob Onder here. Bob, I have a question. Nobody's been able to answer this, and I'm going to try to get her on the air here to answer it herself. But I'm sure the people on this committee have had to have heard from Ann Wagner and the people whose districts are impacted by this.
Yeah.
Is she in support of this map? Do we know?
Well, she's tried to engage, and I would ask her, but it's my understanding that she thought the map drawers would be the legislators themselves in the Missouri Republican Party, and actually it seems to be these couple of woke consultants in Columbia, Missouri, named Palm Strategies, who wrote the map for Senator Caleb Rowden, and again, who received large amounts of money from Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer. It really stinks to high heaven. I'm not quite saying that the FBI's official corruption unit ought to be looking into it, but I am saying it stinks.
Bob Onder, thank you for your for bird dogging this. I mean, I don't know if we can make any changes or not, but I know you guys will give it your best shot. Thank you for that.
We will do our best. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Senator Bob Onder there working hard in Jeff City.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.